For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Residents in southwest Memphis have, for about a year now, been trying to put a stop to a 45-mile oil pipeline running from the Valero oil refinery near President's Island to a Valero facility just south of Collierville in Mississippi. It's called the Byhalia Pipeline, and many of the communities it's routed to go through are low-income and predominantly Black. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you. Hope you're staying warm.
Not so much, but at least I have power. Okay. Otis, activists say that this is an example of environmental racism, a concept that I think is new to some people. So if you could explain, what is environmental racism?
Well, quite simply, it's when large companies, whatever they are, that produces hazardous waste, when they locate those facilities or run those facilities through poor and disadvantaged neighborhoods because they feel they can get away with doing that and not putting them in more affluent neighborhoods where the people who live there are not going to stand for it, that is environmental racism. You know, the very fact that the Valero plant, it is where it is, some would argue is environmental racism because it's located in a very heavily dominated minority community. So that's what we're talking about here.
So this all starts with a big oil company looking for an efficient way to move a lot of oil. And they would say that a pipeline is more environmentally friendly and probably safer than other methods of transportation. So what is the main concern for people in the communities where this pipeline is supposed to be built?
Well, the main argument for some of the people who live there is the potential for oil leakage, for spills that would be on their property, and the fact that it's very difficult to contain an oil spill. But this is more than just concerns with the people who live there. You have environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and an environmental group here in Memphis called Save Our Aquifer. And this pipeline would be dug near the aquifer that provides our pristine water here to Memphis. So that's the concern of other people. So you got a lot of people here who are concerned and who are opposed to this.
I wonder if you think this might not have gotten the same amount of attention if it didn't pose a risk to Memphis's drinking water, you know, going right over top where the aquifer sort of comes near the surface. You know, now it's not just a South Memphis problem.
That's right. And I think in all honesty, Chris, you have to say it probably would not. I would dare say that it would have been very difficult for the residents of these communities to get the kind of attention that they're getting now if it were not because of the potential danger to the aquifer.
Another issue, I think, is a private oil company using eminent domain to get this thing completed. We think of eminent domain as something that governments can use to, you know, seize private land for a highway. But if eminent domain is in this private company's toolbox, if it's available to them, why isn't this pipeline going through East Memphis, Germantown, Collierville, which, you know, as the crow flies, that's the direct route?
The issue of eminent domain is one that I think needs to be explored here a lot more, because under the Trump administration, the private companies did get a lot more freedom to use eminent domain, which is basically taking your property to do what they feel needs to be done. Eminent domain was always reserved for governments and public bodies to do projects that were in the public's interest. This project is benefiting the oil companies. This is a way for Valero and Byhalia and Plains All American to make more money.
We are seeing more local politicians starting to speak out on this, from Mayor Harris to some on the city council. Obviously, Memphis officials could not stop the pipeline from running through the middle of DeSoto County, but it could stop the starting segment that gets the pipeline out of Memphis. Do you think this could actually happen?
Oh, I think it could. Based on what I've been hearing lately, there is a lot of opposition to this at the county commission, which owns some land or has authority over some land that the pipeline companies would need. Same thing with the city council. They could make a statement on this through the form of a resolution. The Shelby County School Board owns some vacant school property that the companies need to do this. So yes, I think there is a strong possibility that elected officials could put a stop to this, or at least cause the problem to be decided in the courts. To me, this is a major environmental story. There should be a robust debate about this, but I think it's going to wind up in the courts.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to discuss Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
And we should also recommend the website mlk50.com, which has written extensively about this issue. It's a good place to start if you're interested in what's happening with the pipeline. This is WKNO News.